back to the Nutramedical Report, and we will be having Tim Alexander here in just a moment. I guess, Tim, are you there? Ah, okay. Well, we'll see. Tim must be having some technical problem. I know Eve has... I sometimes tease him because he has a lot of cats, that the cats chewed his phone line or knocked out his camera or pulled a wire. I get a lot of play with Tim teasing him. So it's pretty funny. I think what people should understand is we're always working to try to see if we can, how can I say this, improve the quality of information. And the most important thing is that you don't believe what we say, but you research yourself so you're able to kind of find out if what we're saying makes sense. And if it can be proven that it might be true, then it's something you want to kind of consider as possibly something that is a reasonable thing to do. And that's what's important, is that you have to start understanding that when we look at things like our Supreme Court nominee, we need to know, where did that list originate? Is there any previous writings, for example, on pro-life issues? Are we really getting to the center of the issues here in terms of what's going on, in terms of how to get people healthy and how to get them informed so they make proper geopolitical and spiritual decisions? And that's important that we include things like prophecy. That's why we have experts on, like Jonathan Gray, who'll be on tomorrow, and Dr. Bob Teal. I recently looked at a video of Bill Salas, and I'm not sure I want to, and I may be able to have him on, unless we're going to have a bit of controversy, because he supports the idea of the rapture. Now, I understand and have the Hebrew Aramaic Bible, and if you actually look at the Hebrew Aramaic Bible, it actually says very clearly, where the body is, there is the vulture, and it actually refers in the Aramaic word for vulture, not a rapture of the good being taken out, but the evil. If you take out the evil, good are left on earth, and the people on earth are then able to give God children for thousands of years in the future. But if you take out, quote, all Christians, number one, there is nobody coming back here to reproduce and create a new human race on earth. And number two, if you're going to bifurcate and say that some people get raptured and other ones get left, how can you make that decision? And how can God make that decision if you're either saved, you're saved either completely, even if you're not perfect Christian, or not? And I think that that's a very difficult thing to support, when the actual Aramaic Bible actually states that the rapture will be a rapture of evil taken out of the earth, just like the Pesach or Passover. Pesach was the firstborn being taken out as a judgment against the population in Egypt. And so it'll be an archetype like the rapture, basically, which is the ones who are marked for judgment will be taken out, not the good. And that's what I expect to happen. In a sense, we're having, in a sense, a geopolitical rapture occurring right now, because with the grace of Donald Trump, he's literally doing a kind of a counterpunch, a lethal blow to the New World Order and the Satanists that are involved with things like Pizzagate, the globalist move toward a cashless system, the globalist move toward world war, the globalist move toward cataclysm, and not protecting us from galactic and solar events such as a coronal mass ejection or near a space object like Apophis coming in 2029. So you have to understand that what's happening here is pretty remarkable, and what people need to start kind of grasping is that the population is going to be in a state of shock when, quote, things that I call the signs of the tribulation start, which is a two-state solution, the start of the blood sacrifice, which by rabbinic law has to occur on Sukkot on the Temple Mount, that everybody will know, in fact, most Jews will know that these things are occurring. It's an abomination to have a blood sacrifice of animals that desolates, which means they give over territory to non-Jewish, non-Christian groups like the Muslims. It's a desolation, meaning they're giving them your own territory that was given to Abraham. So the abomination that desolates makes it very clear. It means it's a peace treaty that allows the blood sacrifice to start, but also desolates or creates a treaty agreement for a two-state solution. And that is one of the most important early signs. And if that happens, which, by the way, they met a few weeks ago to do that, during the Obama administration, Donald Trump supports a two-state solution as well, and a peace treaty, which the start of the arrangements with Putin and his phone call over the weekend makes it extremely likely that during his first term that there will be a peace treaty occur, and that the steps moving toward a day of Sukkot where the blood sacrifice occurs could occur in the first term or the early parts of the second term of Donald Trump. So I think it's highly likely that things are going to start rocking and rolling. Tim, are you there? I don't think we have Tim. That's really interesting. Usually we do have Tim is on the mat all the time, on the spot, so that's kind of interesting that he's not available. I'm quite surprised at that, by the way. It's usually Tim is one of the people that we never miss him on the program being here. So what I'm going to do right now then is I will pull up some of the important news items that I see going on as we approach the issues. By the way, if you go to my website, Clay and Iron, you'll see I posted up some recent news items there, including a video link with Sheriff Arpaio. Shows his 5-year video of the forensic investigation. I also have a video link up there with a video on Denver International Airport and some of the things that are going on that are beyond bizarre. A lot of construction still occurring there. A U.S. Marines rant exposing that liberalism is a mental disorder, and I thought that was quite funny, but extremely honest, that video rant. And if we also look over at what's going on in Drudge, and Drudge is usually definitely on the mark, and we look at the California Sanctuary State Democrats move to block Trump picks, I don't think that's going to work. The Supreme Court choice is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is, I think, 3 hours earlier, which will be at 5. So 5 o'clock Pacific time. I'm not sure. The top two are Hardiman and Gorsuch, finalists heading toward D.C. And again, apparently one of them is going to actually show up at the White House with this live meeting. It's going to be kind of like a media event. Behind the scenes, we have, of course, they talk about President Bannon. Bannon actually is a policymaker behind the scenes. Trump has a lot of good policymakers and watchdogs because there's a lot of people, as we mentioned in the first hour with Gary Richard Arnold, that aren't necessarily having a pedigree that indicates they can be totally controlled and they won't try to implement policies that will be in some way or other toward the New World Order or globalism. And that will be controlled by people like Mr. Bannon behind the scenes, the, you know, I call it the super genius of policy. And and that's going to happen. You're going to see this as well with his special picks that are behind the scenes, keeping him protected from information hijacking and from policy hijacking that's going to go in the wrong direction. Now, Google is protesting Trump on the streets and trying to woo Republicans behind the scenes. It doesn't matter. These are old Republicans. The Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned, is dead. The Democratic Party is dead. It's so far left now that the centrist people, even Bill Clinton, couldn't support it. And, you know, that's why he moved very quickly toward the middle, when he realized that the Uber left was actually going to destroy his ability to get reelected. And he was much smarter geopolitically than his wife, obviously tried to advise her, but she didn't listen, even during the election cycle. FBI secret rules allowing spying on journalists. Of course, what's going on is the journalists are way out of control. My guess is that they're going to move to that outside building in the next month or two, and you're going to start seeing journalism being staged by town hall meetings, independent broadcasters like myself and people like Roger Stone and Tim Alexander will be able to pose questions to the media consultant there, to Mr. Spicer, about really important issues. One of the things that we're going to be bringing up in this week and early next is Bill Warner on his special vetting questions. Those vetting questions mean that we are going to try to be able to ask questions like this. And in fact, I like how Bill Warner approaches it academically. Rather than saying, do you beat your wife, he's going to say, would you deny the Hadith scripture that states that it allows in Islam the beating of a wife? And he's not accusing the person of doing it. He wants a denial of the scripture. Would you deny the scripture in the surah of the Quran that says that Muhammad did 29 jihads, you should be like Muhammad and do jihads, which includes murder? And do you deny that? Would you put the Sharia law as a higher position than the U.S. Constitution? When you ask these specific questions, you can vet someone very quickly, and you don't need to make it a Muslim questions alone. You can have all kinds of non-Muslim questions that would vet people that come from other countries that may want to cause us harm, want to disrupt, want to sell drugs. For example, the Russian drug mafia, the European mafia that sells drugs under Mr. Soros, that's from Central Europe and Eastern Europe. People like Mr. Poroshenko, they call him the drug king. We have to understand it's not just a Muslim issue. These are people who are not just terrorists that are doing a jihad of murder. They're doing a jihad of drugs. They're doing a jihad of education, such as Bahrain and Saudi Arabia buying up textbook companies so that Tennessee State University and other schools are making Sharia-compliant textbooks. As Bill Warner says, they're buying up universities and whole departments like George Washington University being bought by Saudi Arabia, an entire department. You have to understand that there's many jihads. The jihad of murder, as he says, is the most obvious, but it's actually not the most dangerous of all the types of jihads that are present. So people need to start grasping that there's many kinds of jihad, and we have to become much more specific in terms of what kind of jihad. Do we have Tim?
Tim is here.
Tim, I wonder what happened.
I wasn't supposed to be on today.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be on today. It was Thursday. You may not be on. By the way, I've changed my schedule.
No, Tuesday. I was going to be at a monastery this last weekend, but
that can cancel,
I had so much trouble. I had to take my car in four different times, and hopefully after $700 it's fixed now.
In other words, we can thank your car for you being here today. By the way, things have changed. Tomorrow I'm going to have Jonathan Gray on, because I canceled that appointment. I've got a reappointment scheduled for myself for a visit. So tomorrow we're going to have Jonathan Gray on. You'll be back on Thursday, but I have Gary Richard Arnold, and you'll love
the discussion. You were going to have me on with Jonathan tomorrow.
Yeah, but that'll change. We're going to have you on with Gary Richard Arnold on Thursday. And I'll tell you what, because Gary Richard Arnold is a geopolitical genius. This guy's got so much inside information on a lot of the parties that are involved, including the ones that selected the 21 list of candidates for Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, and many other issues tying the intel agencies to the globalism and so on. And he's also shown some pedigree of some of these people that we think are squeaky clean, but in fact have some things in their background that looks pretty scary, which is why a geopolitical soft coup of Donald Trump's policies through some of these people that look good, but they may not be, is a real possibility. So I want you to comment on that, because we have the nominee coming up tonight. None of the three nominees have actually written specifically on Roe versus Wade, but one of them, I think, is Pryor, has written some arguments dealing with the right to life issue, but not specifically in Roe versus Wade. They're all basically originalists, which means they're not going to try to legislate from the bench like these other idiot Supreme Court justices that violate the Constitution, which is a fixed document. It's not a living document that they can manipulate and use as a platform for legislating. Because the purpose of the Supreme Court is to literally codify what the Congress and the President and the people have wanted, and to make sure that interpretation is legally based on the Constitution, not to create new law de novo, such as the marriage law that they created, including gays and lesbians, or to create new law regarding other issues. So this is a very big right-hand turn to the Supreme Court, and the ages of all three candidates in their late 40s and early 50s means that if they put, at least in the next couple of years, two candidates in, the Supreme Court will be changed for decades. The left will be finished no matter who they elect as president. It will be basically impossible to change policy at the Supreme Court level. We'll have an originating Supreme Court, and it's extremely likely, if Donald Trump succeeds with his economic and other policies to make America great again and safe again, that Donald Trump will get a second term, despite the fact that the left's heads are popping off and the Hollywood people are having what's called a conniption fit.
I'm burnt out from the last election. I'm very happy, but I'm not worried about 4 years from now. I do think it's fascinating. They're spinning this as he's making this nomination now to divert attention from his, banning the Muslims, and the White House is in a siege mode, defending itself against complaints. And I'll tell you what, of course, I've had a lot of car trouble. Saturday morning, I was sitting in the shop having a catalytic converter replaced,
right,
and they had CNN on. So I got to listen to it in the background for an hour and a half, and I was absolutely amazed. they were saying what he was doing was horrible, terrible, and then they actually managed to say this is exactly what ISIS wants him to do.
Right.
And I thought, oh my Lord! I mean, you know, the mainstream media has been dying for some time, mainly because six corporations control it. It's all propaganda. It's a total joke.
Actually, I've changed the term, and I think you'll like it. I call it propaganda.
Propaganda, yeah, that's true.
Right. In other words, it's beyond propaganda. In other words, this is their agenda. They're trying to literally imprint on the body politic. And think of it, think of the population as a bunch of what I call geopolitical and psychic milk cows. So everybody out there is being milked to create the milk of the future by feeding them the grass of disinformation today. So you feed them disinformation grass, and what comes out is the milk of a future that they want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the mainstream media pretty much committed Harry Caray during the election.
Yeah.
They ruined what they had left, and now they're down to just the libtards and as viewers. And they continue to in the same mode after the election. Now he's been in office just over a week. You would think that the sky was falling, the world was collapsing, because Donald Trump has said from 9 or 7, I forget which, terrible states, that we're not going to let these Muslim people in the country unvetted. Oh, how could he do that? It's so horrible. You know, let's shut the airport down. Let's all run in the streets.
Tim, those seven nations were already designed and picked by Obama's intel agencies. And they're places where there's these camps, training camps. Now, 89% of Muslims worldwide are not banned. But I want extreme vetting of everybody, not just Muslim. I want to let us know questions. In fact, I'm putting it together with Bill Warner. For example, and he approaches it from an academic, non-religious point of view. He says, would you deny the Hadith scripture that says that you should beat your wife? Would you deny the surah scripture in the Quran that says you have to be like Muhammad and do jihad and therefore kill people in order to put forward? Would you set the Sharia law above national law such as the U.S. Constitution? And if you ask a series of questions like that are non-accusatory, but would you deny the scriptural basis for a belief system that you or anybody else in your quote faith or your geopolitical religious system, because of what Walid Shabbat says is 86% of Islam is not religious, only 14%. That 86% is a geopolitical mind control system that basically controls every action, including how you pray, what food you eat, how you beat your wife, and how thick the stick can be before you beat her. genital mutilation, honor killings, jihads, treating the kafirs, putting takiyah maruna to lie to people because it's
okay. And how about making your wife wear, you know, cover everything but her eyes up?
Right, yeah, all these things.
From Afghanistan, they even cover their eyes up. They see
and honor killing. Like here in America, there's a number of young girl teenagers that if they decide to wear stretchy jeans, they're killed by their brother or their father. You know, this is not acceptable. And if we ask the right questions, including Muslims living in America, they would be deported. And we need to make sure that America is for Americans that want the U.S. Constitution, don't want honor killing, don't want to kill Muslims, fellow Muslims, gays, lesbians, or anybody else, including
God. And noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym. full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
So, Tim, what do you think about the appointments tonight? We talked with Gary Richard Arnold, and a number of the people in the 21 list that were given were actually given by an organization that has some kind of sticky connections. I'm hoping these people will be on a short choke chain with not only Steve Bannon, but his other people that are going to monitor the policies of Donald Trump to make sure they don't deviate, just like the quick firing of this Democratic nominee that did...
The interim attorney general. Yeah, well, yeah, you know what? I would have fired her butt, too. I mean, she made a political statement, and that wasn't her role. She was in there as an interim just to hold the seat while the attorney general is being vetted by the Senate. And so she turned it into a big political thing, and then he fired her, and he had every right to do it.
Well, I have a feeling that because conservatives are going to be in power in America for the next number of years, so as far as I'm concerned, her career is over.
Well, it's too bad.
No, it's not too bad. It's too good, actually. And this is what should go with Hollywood people. They persecuted for too long conservative Hollywood actors and other people. They persecuted for too long. And this guy, by the way, goes on with the healthcare system. And I mentioned this the other day with Dr. Michael O. Janssen, D.O., who in 2000, after he got my IME, threatened me because he knew the board president of the Colorado Board of Medical Examiners, Susan Miller, the secretary, and also the people who will be affiliated with Nine News, Paula Woodward, to besmirch my career by saying because he disagreed with my opinion that basically put screws through the patient's spinal nerve roots and paralyzed him, he was going to get my license. Now, this is a call from a doctor who didn't like my IME. You have to understand the same kind of corruption goes in healthcare, but it is a body count. Now, you have to understand what's going on in politics is Steve Bannon and these other guys behind the scenes are going to have to do a lot of swatting geopolitical flies and also keeping people that might look good. For example, as we mentioned, a few names this morning, which I won't repeat, we'll get Gary back on Thursday to talk about this, that there's a lot of people that have, they're good on one level, but they have some connections in their background that may be a little bit scary. For example, Mr. Mnuchin, which we've talked about, who is the the economic guy that they just announced and appointed to the economics post, he doesn't support Glass-Steagall. He supports the Dodd-Frank bill, which is a stranglehold on the economy. So we're going to have to see some policy changes come down from the top, from Donald Trump through Steve Bannon and others, Mr. Miller, for example, to make damn certain these characters fall into line.
I suspect they will. We're in this weird period of transition, which the Democrats have been doing everything in their power in the Senate to delay.
They're not actually delaying or doing anything. They're just proving that they're irrelevant. Uber left is now so irrelevant.
We only have about four or five Senate or four or five cabinet positions that have been approved by the Senate. So that's the secretary level. Most are still not vetted and confirmed. Then you've got the deputy secretary level. Then you've got the undersecretary level. And in some departments, you've got assistant secretaries and deputy assistant secretaries. In the Department of Defense, I mean, you've got there's a lot of people that hold very vital jobs that they haven't even gotten to yet. He hasn't even made the appointments yet because they're so backlogged. Now, that's, I think, very unfortunate.
They can't hold it back very long. For example, what's going to happen today with the appointment will be they'll probably have to use a nuclear option. But you see Schumer will have so many crocodile tears.
Schumer is just a scummy.
But you know what it reminds me of? I'll tell you what. Schumer reminded me of the alligator on, Peter Pan. And you can almost hear the clock.
Crocodile tears.
Yeah, you can almost hear the clock ticking in his stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he is one of Israel's top senators in the United States. And I say that not to besearch his religion, but his, he's an Israeli first senator. And it's funny, but I've never heard him demanding that Arabs be admitted to the United States before. But now he's crying tears. Let me tell you. Well, when we come back, there's a petition in the UK to keep Trump out of the UK. 1.6 million people have signed it.
It's going to stop Trump. Trump is going to arrive in
fanfare. No.
Yeah, it's foolishness. Our best ally is Britain. Britain would commit suicide if they don't accept the President Trump. Okay? It'd be the end of Britain. Over, guys. Why don't they shut their pie hole, those people think, and realize how dangerous it is for Britain to lose America.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Teasing you about the fact that you couldn't get your log up because your computer's down, and I said maybe you got demo cats instead of Democrats. Screwed up your computer. By the way, continue blogging. I want everybody to pray for Tim that he doesn't stop blogging, because I know it's a pain in the butt, but the fight hasn't stopped. The fight has just started. Our audience is incredibly expanding, both audio and video worldwide. We have huge audience, like huge. I like about the Trumpism. And if you think the battle's over, it's just starting. Today, the firing cannon of, you want to call it, the Democrat, I call Democrat, C-R-A-P, and Republicrat fight, the fight over conservatism and Second Amendment rights and pro-life and so on, is just starting. And if you think the battle is over when we got, quote, Trump elected, ha ha, are you kidding?
When well, you got
people like Judd there saying, I'm a nasty woman, and she makes crazy comments about Donald Trump and his daughter. Or you see, Madonna, I've been thinking a lot about blowing up the White House. Why did they arrest her carcass? Did you know last week, a stalker, after her comment, stalked her, and they shot and killed him. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that she resulted in the death of a man who might have been a little unbalanced, but when she made this statement, he obviously was either probably so inflamed by it, he decided to stalk her, and they killed him. So you got to understand.
Well, you know, she lived in my hometown while she was filming the movie A League of Their Own, and I talked to a number of people that knew her, and I mean, didn't get anything positive. I think she's one of these thickest of the Hollywood people.
Devil witch. You know, these are people who are so self-important and demonically energized. They think that if they think something or say something, why the hell do we not believe it?
Exactly. Well, what amazes me is not them, because they've gone down that demonic rat hole so deep, but it's so many people around the country are
gone. Since the election now, and the media committing, as you said, harikari, which is Japanese, sword, right? You stick the sword in your gut, move it sideways to cut your bowel and your major arteries, your celiac plexus, move it down to make sure you cut those arteries, then completely disembowel yourself. She has... They're in the process, like Ashton Kutcher, the awards the other night, they're doing what's called a Hollywood disembowelment, and they're doing a damn good job of it.
Well, it's international. Of course, the German chancellor, the genius that led in 2 million Muslims, mostly military-aged males, into her country, she has criticized Donald Trump for his... blocking of
Muslims. We should criticize her for breathing oxygen and putting Germans in
harm's way. I'm really amazed that the German people haven't done a Mussolini on her. I mean,
well, my guess is the Canton, since the Second World War, they're much more measured in their response, but I've seen that there are two Canton elections that have occurred right now, and those two Canton elections in the last year mean she's done. Next year, when the formal federal elections occur in Germany, she's history. And just like Theresa May, who came over here smirking and smiling and pretending that she's on the side of Trump, she's actually been against Brexit all along. But Brexit's going to happen, and they have to submit it back to Parliament to see if Parliament agrees to something they already agreed to set up.
If you think, and you know, I've dealt at the highest levels with the Queen and various prime ministers and cabinet members. In the United Kingdom for over 35 years now.
Right.
And if you think Washington is a swamp, England's swamp goes way, way, way back, because it was the principal enforcement arm of the Rothschild-headed global banking cartel before America even became a country. And, they are you have some really sick people. Well, let me cover this story now. 1.6 million people have signed a petition to keep Trump out of the U.K. Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the U.K. Labour Party. Now, this is the principal leader of the opposition, loyal opposition, as they call it. That Trump did not deserve to be welcomed in the United Kingdom because of his anti-immigration and anti-wealth refugee policy, as well as lack of support for women's rights.
You're kidding. My friend Bill Warner said, would you deny the Hadith statement that you should beat your wife with a certain size stick? Would you deny the idea that Sharia law is above the Constitution of either Britain or America? Would you deny
those are very good questions that they should ask them. And if they say, well, no, this is my religion, we say, fine.
No, that's not a religion. You can call it a religion. It's a moral,
they can say
a moral
they
code.
Want.
It's a moral code that's incompatible with America. And the moral code doesn't matter if you're a moral atheist. If you have a moral code that's at least agrees to the Constitution as being prescient over your own personal moral code, that... You're not going to kill anybody, whether it's their sexual orientation or if they're female, they can have genital mutilation, then you're okay. And we don't see that, because part of Islam is taqiyya and maruna, and these policies are that moderate Muslims will not turn in their buddies because it's against their religious belief system. And 51% of all Muslims, 9.7 million in America, agree with Sharia law. That's unacceptable. It means a hell of a lot of people in America that are currently Muslim, some of them born here, need to be deported. And people understand that. They have to understand this is not a place we're going to turn ghettos across America of Muslims and put up minarets calling to prayer five times a day, including early morning. And you hear somebody saying, Allahu Akbar, in your neighborhood.
And block the street.
At 150 decibels and sticking their butt in the air, blocking major streets on a downtown district, like they do in Paris.
It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
In a number of European nations, Norway, Sweden, etc., there are no-go zones that the police do not enter.
Well, one of the major malls in Sweden now.
I would end that. I'd send the army in, and I'd clean the trash out. They'd be on a fast boat or plane back to their, pardon the language, their crap holes that they come from real quick. The Scotland's first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, called on Prime Minister May to cancel the scheduled visit of President Trump. Saying the travel ban which she imposed on Friday was contradicting fundamental democratic values. Oh, excuse the hell out of me.
By the way, the Constitution doesn't give rights to non-citizens. They have no rights. They come to America as a privilege. Period.
Yeah, but, you know, we've always, and all countries, by definition, have to control their borders if you're going to be a country. And this is all hype. This is all kissing up to the globalists, creating a problem, but there really is no problem. This is part of the opposition that will continue and intensify as Trump is in there to try to convince everybody Trump is a Hitler, he's a bad guy, you can't support what he's doing. Some of the people were screaming at some of the demonstrations in the United States, no nations, no borders, free immigration. No nations, no borders. That's exactly what they want. Not in my country. Not while I'm alive, baby.
Yeah.
You know, and if they don't like it, go to hell. Because,
but you know what? I think what's happening, America's waking up. But by the way, it's not just an American issue. We have Leo Lyons-Agami back on Thursday. Hopefully he'll make it this time. And the Trumpians for Trump, you know, from Italy, are basically saying the Trump phenomena is an Italian phenomenon, it's a Brazilian phenomenon, it's a Belarusian phenomena. This is a phenomenon in Lithuania because Trumpism, which is the resurgence of pro-human, pro-nationalism, pro-autonomy, anti-globalism, is rising everywhere. And people need to realize that if the globalists get control of cash and create you as a SIM or a node in a supercomputer, if they have no borders set up so anybody can come anywhere, if you have a homogenization of culture where Islam comes in and sets up no-go ghettos, like, for example, many areas in France or around Paris, you don't go there unless you want to die. If you go there, the police won't even protect you.
Yeah, and that is completely unacceptable. But, of course, you've had two extreme globalist presidents of France in a row. The current one is, he's just about in single digits in terms of the public support of him. These are globalist prostitutes dancing on a string for the global banking cartel. And if you just step back just a tiny bit from the trees, you can see this. You can see that this is not the masses of the public supporting this stuff. These are idiots, and they're being manipulated by people like George Soros, who's a front man for the global banking cartel.
First, here's what we need to do. Number one, use the nuclear option to get the rest of the candidates through, get them all in, and get the other appointees done in all the departments in the next month. Number two, the stock market went back under 20,000 because it's nervous that maybe there'll be a delay in the tax break. That needs to be shored up by statements by Stephen Miller and by Trump, et cetera, that, no, the tax break's coming by this summer. Number three, we need to have George Soros arrested publicly. We need to make a spectacle of it, okay? Number four, we need to actually get rid of what's called Green Revolution groups. Now, Trump already did one thing last week. He got rid of the OSI, which is an organization supported by Trump, that's actually worked lockstep with the CIA in America, in Europe, and around the world. So we have actually had a total alliance between the CIA and Soros worldwide with Orange Revolutions, including in Ukraine. That's gone now. Trump got rid of it. So people have to understand he's disengaging all these connections with Soros. Soros needs to be arrested now. We need to arrest all the organizations, including their statements out by things like people like Jeff Bezos of Amazon. Bezos needs to be arrested for some of the things he's doing. He needs to actually have a restraint
Amazon,
of trade.
You know,
he needs to have also
He's got, I think it's, what is it, 50-some billion dollars is an enormous amount. He's yep. not paying, what do you call it?
Taxes.
No, he's not paying dividends to his stockholders.
No, of course, that's the way he structured his corporation. And here's what he does. He's a very predator. I looked at Amazon, and I'll refer to a few small products that are easy for people to get, like, you know, like, say, sodas and say, hydrofloss machines, because rather than going to the local pharmacy, they can get it easy online. But their predatory approach, there's no way I'd ever put my nutraceuticals on there, because they want you to sell it at a lower price than you sell it. They want to get total control. They even want it to be shipped from their warehouse. They're extremely predatory, and we have to stop them with restraint of trade taking over. So the mom-and-pop businesses, including everything, and they want to distribute groceries. They've even gone so far as to actually put out patents for group drones. They can have 100 drones lift an automobile and drop it in your front yard and say,
yeah, you know, it's all part of the globalist New World Order
right.
nightmare dream.
I call the Amazon Jetsons package.
You have a car that you can drive. You can't fly. You can't have money in your pocket. You're a slave. And by the way, we might just push a button to exterminate most of you, but that's all right because, you know, we're the masters of the universe.
By the way, I'll give you a little insight on that. You know, years ago, if I got involved with doing work as a plasma physicist, because I got recruited to MIT, or some of the classified projects they wanted me to work on, like the projects for DARPA to create super soldiers, what they do is they put a patch on you, and every 72 hours they have to give you a new patch. You don't get high on it. But if you don't get the new patch, you die a horrific death. They've replaced that now. They have a death chip. So if they hit the harmonic resonant frequency for that death chip, it releases a microdose of lethal material that basically will cause you a horrifying and rapid death. Now, people have to understand that at some point in the future, everybody may be required to actually have not just an identifier chip, but the death chip sequence. So if they want to terminate you, they don't need to put a bullet in your head. They can just hit your code, and you're done. You drop right on the spot.
People, well,
no,
I'm not
Dr. Deagle.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, you know, as I say, if I think things turns the corner, I will release technology that's a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns to the average population here and around the world, and you're going to see a bloody revolution against the globalists that they've never imagined. I'm also going to release technology on
a revolution.
I'm also going to release spiritual technology.
Right now.
I'm going to release spiritual technology to our Christians that will allow them to have what I call spiritual weapons of warfare that no one's ever heard of before that I'm going to release. But I won't do that until I see the times and seasons when it's going to happen. And believe me, if the government thinks that they're going to come in and start taking your guns, give it back to them one bullet at a time.
Yeah, well, I think that's the attitude that most Americans have.
Right, and that's why the government, even Obama and these idiots think, well, we'll just race over them when we've got Bearcats and everything. Even the Special Forces Delta guys knew they'd have former military on the roofs with armor-piercing weapons, and if they took the first guy's guns, the second guy, a lot of their Special Forces Delta guys were going to be taken out in a body bag or on a stretcher, bleeding out. Okay, so you need to take notice from us. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. And if you think we're afraid to die to actually make sure that this doesn't happen, we're not afraid to die, and we're going to make sure you join us in death. How's that?
Well, you know, Americans will not give up their guns. And we know, I mean, you have to know, understand our history. We understand our history.
Well, neither will Canadians, by the way. The Canadian law had to be abrogated because they got so embarrassed with the fact they couldn't force people to turn in their guns or register them. They eventually had to get rid of it. And this is during the Conservative government before the wacky idiot there, Justin Trudeau. This guy's a joke.
No, he's far worse than a joke. When you are prime minister of a major world country and you march down the streets in broad daylight with a bunch of men wearing women's underwear and there's kids in that parade and you think it's wonderful, you got, I don't know what you're using for brain matter, but...
You're not.
That was beyond disgusting, despicable, just despicable. Yeah. And that's extreme libtarditis, I call it.
Right. Well, I tell people, get involved with carrot bars. Get yourself material to barter with when the economy does crash, because I guarantee the next thing that's going to happen is if they can't get away with all the other moves they'll make, the globalists will pull the economy while Donald Trump is buffering us and protecting us from total disaster. But believe me, the globalists are not finished. They're like a dying beast, and they're dangerous now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. So, again, here's the agenda. Tonight, Supreme Court nominee posted. We're going to have a media event. The first thing that's going to happen is gun rights and pro-life issues, border control, which is going to be further bolstered by the new Supreme Court. You're going to see an originalist that's going to change the character. My guess is there's going to be a second appointee in the next year or two that'll be, again, a pro-originalist. This will mean a permanent change in the Supreme Court no matter what happens. And I think Trump is going to...
Well, continue. Look, you know what? The Supreme Court has evolved into this institution where these nine people, and by the way, it's not in the Constitution, claim the right to be able to originate laws with a simple majority vote of the themselves. That's five
right.
people out of nine. Or
right.
And there's no appeal. There's no appeal.
Well, no, the appeal would be to them. You have to appeal to them.
Well,
pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to be a little bit
funny.
You have to be sarcastic when you've run out of everything else.
Well, okay, look, they made a rule a number of years ago and got by with it that we can have abortions. Now, other than New York State, abortions were outlawed in the other 49 states. They made a rule, I don't know, what was it, 2-3 years ago, that men may marry men and women may marry women.
They don't have no right to do it. It's a state right. It's a state right. First off, not only is it a state right, the states were to protect the religion. When this is a religious issue, which is marriage is not a state issue, marriage should only be by religious organizations. The word union, which could be like, hey, two gays want to just share their health insurance or their property rights, that's up to them.
They can always do that. They've always been able to do that.
But here's the idea of not only that, now with technology like CRISPR-Cas9 technology, you can do a punch biopsy of two gay men or two lesbians, and you can create artificially an embryo that's a genetic hybrid, and then grow it in an artificial uterus, even an animal or a machine, and at 9 months have a birthing ceremony. And people say, no, you can't do that.
Well, you know what? You can go to hell, too.
No, the problem is, you see, we're at that not brave new world, but quivering evil new world, where basically people used to say to me 20 years ago that I was a maniac to say that this is possible or could happen, and it's no longer relevant. If I was gone tomorrow, all this stuff's going to happen whether I'm here or not, so people get a life, okay? The fact is we're facing things that the human race has never faced before, that it could end the human race as we know it, and you're not paying attention. And the problem is people like Obama is just a pimple on the boil of the body politic abscess, the same way Hillary Clinton is, or George Soros. Soros is just a symptom. He's not a cause.
Part of the problem also is the fact that far too many of us have lost sight of God. And our relationship with God. And too many people want to be God, or ignore God, or want to follow
Satan. Well, that's the basis of the principle of good and evil. The principle of good is to hear God's
follow,
will.
You go the good route, God's route, or you go the evil route, Satan's route.
Exactly.
But
sometimes things that are good are not God's will. And so people have to understand good is to do what God says. That's the word good without one O. God equals good. And anything other than what God says is by definition evil. So you don't have a relationship
with God.
Yep, things are going to start happening. Tonight, and the fire is going to start, and the battle is not going to, it's not over with the election of Trump. It's just starting. It's going to get really, really intense and ugly. Now, pray for America, pray for the human race, pray for God's will on earth, pray for salvation, both physically, geopolitically, for the world.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPS.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.